From Tidbits on October 17th, 2011, this is Add AppleCare Plus through November 14th, 2011 by Adam C. Angst. New with the iPhone 4S release is something that Apple is calling AppleCare Plus, which turns the standard AppleCare extended warranty into an insurance policy of sorts. Whereas traditional AppleCare only protects against manufacturing defects and extends the tech support call window from 90 days to 2 years, AppleCare Plus also covers up to 2 incidents of accidental damage. AppleCare used to cost $69, AppleCare Plus retails for $99, and each incident of accidental damage may have a $49 service fee. Previously, if you damaged your iPhone, you could attempt to throw yourself on the mercy of the people at an Apple Genius Bar for a free repair or replacement, but failing that, it could cost $200 or more. AppleCare Plus replaces AppleCare for the iPhone in general, and it's available for any new iPhone 4S, iPhone 4, or iPhone 3GS. Whether AppleCare Plus is a good deal for you depends on how careful and lucky you are with your portable electronics. I generally like such insurance policies for devices that are easily dropped. Apple said initially that AppleCare Plus had to be purchased at the same time as the iPhone 4S, and that's now possible. But we didn't remember any indication of AppleCare Plus appearing during the pre-order process. And when Tanya activated the iPhone 4S while talking with an AT&T tech support rep who was helping get all of our numbers set associated with the proper devices, she didn't remember seeing anything but AppleCare Plus then either, though she was moving quickly. So the question is if, like us, you somehow ended up with an iPhone 4S but not AppleCare Plus, how do you add it after the fact? When asked, the AT&T reps at our local AT&T store found some indication in their information that AppleCare Plus could be added only within the first 24 hours after activation, although they hadn't yet tried to add it to any account either during or after the first 24 hours. Unfortunately, since Tanya activated the iPhone 4S on Saturday morning, we were outside the 24-hour window by the time we learned this information. So they recommended calling Apple at 1-800-MY-IPHONE, which we did. The Apple rep on the other end had no information about how long after purchase or activation AppleCare Plus could be ordered, but his computer system allowed him to add it to our account. Phew! When I started researching the situation online for this article, I found this note on the AppleCare Plus page in the Apple Store. It clarifies the situation, noting that anyone who pre-ordered an iPhone 4S or 8GB iPhone 4, or who purchased any model of iPhone after October 14, 2011, is eligible to purchase AppleCare Plus through November 14, 2011. So, there you have it. If you want AppleCare Plus for a just-purchased iPhone 4S, you have a month to add it. But after that point, you'll need to purchase AppleCare Plus with the phone, or perhaps within that 24-hour period after activation that AT&T told me about. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I haven't personally needed to repair an iPhone, but Tanya's actually killed 2 iPhone 3GSs. The antenna's going in some, or the radio's going in some way. And so we've managed to limp through until this iPhone 4S came out, but it'd be nice to be able to just take it back and say, give us a new one.